Whether you're a participant in our OPAL program or working with someone face to face, by now you will have learnt that motion is lotion. But whether your pain is emotional or physical or both, it's important if your pain's gone on for a long time that it be applied, the lotion be applied at a gentle, easy pace. The series of movements we're going to be doing together includes movements for the whole body. They're gentle and kind. You can change the movements to suit your ability and still get great benefit. If you find it hard to stand, you can sit for all of the movements. Start by placing a stable chair in an area where you have enough space to move around freely. Sit down and get comfortable. Breathe in, and as you breathe out, take a few moments to clear your mind. And remember, for the next few minutes, only do what you can do, using the two-point rule. Let's begin. Stand up out of your chair. Inhale, and as you inhale, lift your arms, raising them up in front of you as close to shoulder height as you can go without pushing yourself too hard. Hands are soft, wrists resting in a gentle downward position. Now slowly and gently rock your hands and arms back as if you were tracing the top of a very large beach ball, and lower your arms to the side. We're going to do that two more times. Raising your arms up, rolling backwards, and arms to the side. Now bring both your hands up in front of you as if you were scooping up air in your palms. Turn your palms towards each other as if you were holding a very fragile multicoloured soap bubble. Breathe in as you make the soap bubble bigger, and then breathe out as you make the soap bubble smaller. Do this very gently and slowly, two more times. Now turn your palms downward and gently lower your hands back down to your sides. Remember to do these movements mindfully, going at your own pace. Now sit back down in the chair and focus your attention on your head. Imagine there's a string in the centre of your head pulling gently upwards, keeping your head straight and slightly higher than it was before. No pulling, no jerking. Now bring your attention to your ear and slowly move your ear down towards your shoulder. Make all your movements slide and glide. No jerking and no harsh pushing. Hold this tiny stretch for a moment and return to centre with your head straight and eyes looking ahead. We're going to repeat that on the other side. Gently let your ear slide down towards your shoulder. Hold for a moment and then return to centre. Do that one more time, moving from one side to the other side. Breathe in, and as you breathe out, gently look to one side. Now return to centre. Repeat, gently looking to the other side, holding that turn, and then return to centre. Breathe in, and as you breathe out, drop your chin down very slowly and gently towards your chest, only going as far as you can go. Just holding that pose there, feeling a little of the tension in your neck and shoulders beginning to release. Breathe in, and you very gently return to centre. Repeat that once more, breathing out as you drop your chin slowly down to your chest, as far as you can go, breathing in as you raise your chin and return to centre. Next, bring your attention to the top of your shoulders, taking a moment to breathe and just think about making tiny, gentle movements, tiny, gentle forward circles. Now allow your shoulders to follow your thoughts, making only gentle forward circles and letting the circles become bigger if you want to, but staying gentle and only working at your own pace. Now we are going to reverse those movements. Firstly, begin in your mind. Breathe in and out as you think about making small circular motions backward with your shoulders. And when you're ready, allow your shoulders to follow your thoughts, making sure that your movements remain smooth and gentle, and then allowing the circles to get bigger if you want to, feeling the tension starting to ease, forward and then backwards. Sitting still, bend forward from the hips, keeping your back straight, reach down to the best of your ability with comfort and no pain, and picture scooping water from beneath you, and slowly sit back up, splashing the water over your shoulders. Let's do that two more times. If you're able to stand, using your hands, lean forward and lift yourself out of the chair, focusing on the large muscle groups in the tops of your legs, and stand up. Now move to one side of the chair. Holding gently onto the chair for balance, or sitting in your chair if you need to, extend one leg forward as if moving your foot through a shallow pool of water back and forth, and repeat this a few more times. Using the same leg, gently glide your leg through this shallow pool of water side to side in front of you. Repeat with gentle, slow, easy movements, and do that a few more times. Now, keeping this leg extended in front of you, flex your toes up and point your toes down, feeling the tension in your calves flexing up and releasing by pointing down. Repeat this again, up and down, up and down. Now move to the other side of the chair. Holding gently onto the chair for balance, extend your other leg forward as if moving your foot through a shallow pool of water, back and forth, and repeat that a few more times. Now using the same leg, glide your leg through the water from side to side in front of you. Repeat with gentle, slow, easy movements a few more times. Keeping the same leg extended in front of you, flex your toes up and point your toes down, feeling the tension in your calf flexing up and releasing the tension by pointing down, up and down, up and down, up and down. Return to the front of your chair. We're going to be using the large muscles in the tops of our legs to squat up and down. Leaning slightly forward, slowly lower yourself into your chair, being mindful to let your weight sit in your heels as you lower yourself down. Now, slightly leaning forward, lift yourself up out of your chair to a standing position, concentrating again on your large muscle groups. Now let's repeat that. Slowly sitting back down, and then raising yourself up again. Do that a few more times. While sitting, place both your hands under one knee and gently bring your knee up towards your chest. If you have back pain, then putting your hands under your knee may be a problem. It's okay to rest your hands on the top of your leg as you do this. So while keeping an erect posture, lift your knee up as far as it will go. Feel a gentle stretch in your hip and the buttock area. Hold for 1, 2, 3 seconds and then place your leg back onto the floor. Change legs, putting your hands under or on top of your knee, and then lift your leg up and placing your leg back down on the floor. We're going to do that one more time, remembering to keep your posture relaxed but upright. First one side and then the other. You're doing well. Now slide slightly forward in your chair crossing your arms in front of your chest, or holding onto the sides of your chair if you have to. Lean back very slowly, about 45 degrees, using your abdominal muscles. Hold, and then return to center. Repeat a few more times, leaning back very slowly, about 45 degrees, and you should feel your abdominal muscles tightening a little, but only go to what's comfortable for you. Abdominal work can be as easy as that. Extend one foot in front of you and rotate your ankle in one direction. Feel the tension release. And now rotate the ankle in the opposite direction. Place your foot on the floor slightly in front of you and gently lean forward as if making a little bow and stretch the hamstrings at the back of your knee. Again, no jerking or pulling, only do what you can do. Move slowly, gently, and comfortably, and hold that stretch for a few seconds before returning to the center. Do this one more time, going a little deeper if you can, and then return to center. Now extend your other leg in front of you for ankle rotations. Rotate your ankle in one direction, and now in the other direction. Leaning forward, do that hamstring bow by placing that foot slightly in front of you, gently leaning forward as if doing a little bow. You should feel a stretch in the back of your knee, but move slowly and gently, and always try and maintain a sense of comfort. Hold that stretch for a few seconds, returning to the center. Now take a deep breath in and out, lifting both arms over your head if you can. Drop one arm to your side. Take the lifted arm and move it towards the center of your body, giving you an added stretch. Hold. Good. Now moving to the other side. Lift the other arm up and move it towards the center, holding that stretch. Return to center. Lower your arm. And repeat this again on both sides. First one side, and then the other side. Return to center. Now let's bring our arms in front of our body and bend your arms at the elbows, moving your arms towards your shoulders. Make a gentle fist. Curling your fist and extending your arms back out and hold this position. Feel that stretch in your forearms and at the back of your arms, but don't push too hard. Always remember to self-manage. Now, keeping your arms extended or dropping them if you want to rest on your legs, rotate both wrists in a circular direction. Then the other way. Lifting your arms out to the side of your body as if they were wings, move them back, opening your chest. Hold that stretch for a few seconds, remembering to keep your shoulders soft and relaxed. Bring your arms to the front of your body. And now repeat that. Take a deep, relaxed breath in and out. Lift your arms, raising them as high as is comfortable, gently and slowly. Bring your hands together and guide them down towards the center of your body. And finish by bringing your arms down through the center, exhaling as you go. Remembering to keep your shoulders soft and relaxed. And bring your arms to the front of your body. Repeat one more time. Now take a deep, relaxed breath in and out. Lift your arms out to the side and keep on lifting them up until they are as high as they can be above your head. Bring your hands together and guide them down towards the center of your body. finishing by bringing your arms down, exhaling as you do. And take a moment to realize that you have moved all of the muscles in your body. Motion is lotion, and you've applied it well. Well done.